And hello again, everybody, and welcome here to Business Radio X. Mike Salmon with you, and we are, again, cutting in live with these live remotes from Lanier Island's Legacy Golf Course, the Home of Hope Charity Classic. Great turnout today. The golfers are coming off the course. It's been a success by any stretch of the imagination. Clint Dixon is now joining us. For those of you that may say, I know that name, Clint Dixon, is because Clint is running for state senate. Talk about your campaign, Clint, so far and how it's been going.
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched a campaign about 18 months ago. Our core message has been families first. Born and raised here in Gwinnett. You know, I've got three small children, been married 17 years to my lovely wife, Hayden. They attend the City of Buford Schools. And, you know, it's about the next generation for me. I mean, I feel that our conservative values have made what Gwinnett are a big part of what Gwinnett is, what it is today. And I want to protect those values in the Senate for the next generation. I want them to be afforded those same opportunities.
All right, I'm going to ask you a real tough question now for a politician. How'd you hit them today?
You know what? If I'm to be completely honest, I really helped out on the greens a lot. The putting was kind of my strong suit. The long drive, I was definitely the weakest link, I would have to say. I'm sorry.
Now, it's beautiful right now. The sun has come out. But earlier today, it was a little cloudy, which is fine. It brought the temperature down. But the wind had to play havoc. So you have the built-in excuse.
Oh, yes.
With the wind.
Yeah, on certain holes, you know, I've got a bad slice off the drive, so certain holes the wind actually helped me some. but it was difficult, especially on those long par fives. It was difficult to keep the ball on the course, for sure.
Who are you out there with?
You know, I was out there with a gentleman named Chris and a gentleman named Barry, and I believe the other guy's name was Walter. You know, we had a good foursome. But they were some tremendous golfers.
Any wagering or money lost out there on the course?
No, there wasn't. You know, I met all three of them out there today on the course. Didn't know them before today, but great guys. I tell you what, good golfers. They had low handicaps, a lot lower than mine.
Well, today, Clint, is an example of you giving back to the community, supporting the Home of Hope. Why was it important for you to participate today?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, like I said, it goes back to my message, you know, families first. And I'm excited. I'm actually going to announce this first to you on Business Radio X with Barry Sanders, who's a great American. He's involved with the Kiwanis Club. He's involved with the Home of Hope and you know, child homelessness.
Right.
He's been an advocate for that for years. Him and I are teaming up, and we're creating the Family First Advocacy Council. We'll start that next year. Barry's in charge of getting the business leaders and folks across the district involved in it. You know, he'll have about 10 members that'll be a part of it. And I'm working on getting legislators that are plugged in, that are elected, you know, throughout Gwinnett on the boards. You know, and the focus is going to be child homelessness and then issues where they're not getting three square meals a day. You know, so we want to meet once a quarter, and the focus is going to be, you know, coming up with solutions to make sure that their needs are met in the community, you know, whether that's through legislation or whether it's through, different kind of drives or fundraisers to make sure that those kids are taken care of and their needs are met.
And this is something that you're going to do moving forward I don't want to say if you win, when you win, but if it doesn't work out, this is still something that's important to you.
Yes, absolutely it is. Yeah, whether I'm elected or not, this is something that we're doing. We're committed to do it starting in 2021 and moving forward. It's a need that needs to be met here in Gwinnett.
One of the things when we were talking before you came on the air is you said you'd love to have a forum after you are elected, to have a forum where you can be open with your policies and hear from the public. Talk a little bit more about that, because that's something, you know, I joke, I say, what's wrong with you? Because you don't hear that a lot. But you wanted to be very transparent.
I do. You know, like I said, this is the first time I'm seeking public office. You know, I've been a businessman. I've been appointed to certain positions, but never been elected before. And that's what's missing in politics today. I mean, our founding fathers, this was supposed to be a body of citizens, not a body of career politicians. You know, and I always tell people, you know, that if we had term limits, you know, it would alleviate 90% of the issues we have in politics today. And I do want to be transparent. You know, I want to have, you know, polling, you know, issues or different legislation that's coming down the pike under the Gold Dome that's going to affect us here in Gwinnett or in Georgia. You know, I want my constituents to have the opportunity to poll. You know, I want them to, you know, through Business Radio X or through emails, I want to be able to set up a platform where they know what's coming down the pike. I want to hear from them before I vote on it. And I just feel that, that's the way it should be.
That's the whole essence of it.
I mean, it's easy to me. I mean, that's common sense.
That's where, you know, I don't want to say it takes the thinking away from you, but you're representing your constituents.
If I'm fortunate enough to be elected, I work for you and I work for everybody in Senate District 45. And, you know, even today I met some folks that live outside the district and they're like, well, who's my representative or who's my senator? And I'm like, look, yeah, I'll let you know who they are, but just know that if you live in the state of Georgia and I'm elected, I'll be your senator. It's the folks in the 45th, they get to decide how long. So, I still want to hear from you. I really do.
Why are there not term limits? Is it because these people get elected, then they realize, hey, this is a pretty good little gig I got going. I don't want to leave. You know, once you're a politician, you kind of create the laws yourself.
Right.
So they're never going to vote for term limits.
I mean, right.
It seems like that's going to be an uphill battle.
It is. And, you know, I've always been there again, going back to my business principles. I've never wanted anybody to bring me a problem without a solution. I've got a simple solution for it, but I don't know how I would get the majority of the legislature to vote term limits in. But it is. I mean, it's the simple issue of being in power too long, whether it's being beholden to a special interest group or a lobbyist group or just, you know, they're in power so long that they feel that they know best. And I've seen all those through good legislators that have just been in power too long. And I mean, there again, like I said, there's a simple solution to it, but to get the body of legislation, you know, to get them to vote that in would be extremely difficult, I'm afraid.
All right, Clint, for those that would like to find out where you stand on the issues, what's the website?
Yeah, so very easy. Just go to voteclintdixon.com, and you can find out anything there. My personal cell phone's on there. Folks think I'm crazy for having my personal cell phone out there, but I do. I have it out there, my personal email. And I want to hear from you because, like I said, if I'm elected, I work for you.
Well, so, and like you said, you're a businessman. You're not a politician.
That's correct.
So, you know, makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
Clint Dixon, thank you for joining us so much.
Thank you so much. Great to be on again.
All right. Great to see Clint.
Yes,
before
sir.
We say goodbye, I want to remind you that these live remotes here on Business Radio X are presented by legendary Home Sales Advantage and realtor Tyler Wentz. Based in Peachtree Corners, Tyler is a licensed realtor both here in Georgia and in Florida. When you're buying or selling a home, make sure you have an experienced professional like Tyler on your side to help you every step of the way. For more information, visit the website legendaryhomesales.com. And we'll have more interviews from the Home of Hope Charity Golf Classic on Business Radio X, so stay tuned.